The one who severs family ties, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such a person will not enter Jannah. So it shows us how serious this is. Everyone wants to enter Jannah. Everyone is working daily to see, or should be working daily to see that how he can get closer to Jannah, how he can make it such that when he passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters him into Jannah. But that person that severs his family ties, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, لا يدخل الجنة, this person will not enter Jannah. Obviously, there is explanation ulama give that he won't enter Jannah immediately. There will have to be a cleansing process that will have to go through. Generally, there will have to be a cleansing process whereby he'll be cleansed from the sin and that evil of severing family ties. And after that is cleansed, then he will enter Jannah. So it doesn't mean he won't enter Jannah at all. But every one of us would like to enter one time. No one, when we are going somewhere, when we are traveling to the airport, no one wants to wait in the queue. Everyone wants to go immediately through. Like that immigration, nobody wants to wait in the queue, wait for a long period and then go. Everyone would like to enter or exit immediately. So like that, everyone wants to enter in Jannah directly. Everyone wants to go immediately. So that person that severs family ties, Rasulullah SAW is telling us that he will not enter Jannah immediately. Today's hadith, an Abi Isa al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, inna Allah ta'ala hazama alaykum uquq al-ummahat. Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu, he's saying, reporting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala has made haram upon you. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying that Allah Pak has made haram upon you. The first thing he says is, uquq al-ummahat, disobedience to your parents. Here the word mothers is used, but it means both father and mother. That Allah Pak has made haram, unlawful, prohibited for you, that you be disobedient to your mother, you disobedient to your mothers, in other words, disobedient to your parents. Wa man au wahat. And the next thing that is mentioned in this hadith is man wahat. What is the meaning of man and hat? Man is a person doesn't give, he holds back, he hoards. What he's supposed to be giving, he doesn't give. So, for example, the sadaqah, the charity he's supposed to be giving, that he doesn't give, so he holds back. Wahat, heart means he takes from those avenues he's not supposed to be taking. So this two things, ulama explain, is because of the love of wealth, because of greed, etc. Where the man is supposed to be giving, those avenues he's supposed to be spending, he's holding back. And those avenues he's not supposed to be taking from, he's taking from those avenues. In other words, unlawfully, he's stealing, he's bribing, he's cheating, he's robbing. Or he's asking from people, he's not supposed to be asking from people unnecessarily. So he's asking from people unnecessarily will also come under this heart. So this is what is meant by man'u wa heart. A person, he holds back, he hoards, and he asks from people where he shouldn't be asking. Wa dal banat. And the next thing that is mentioned in this hadith is that Allah Pak has made haram upon you, burying your daughters alive. As we know, in those days with the Ayyam al-Jahiliyat, what they would do is when a woman would give birth, there would be one of two ways where they would kill the daughters. One is, as soon as she gives birth, at that time she would be nearby a pit. So they would take the child, that small infant, immediately and put it in the pit and bury it. That's the end of the child. Or the other way they would do is they would let the child grow up to the age of 6. At the age of 6, they will dress her up one day, they will make her look nice, everything, and then the father would take her and there would be a hole that is dug, and they'll ask, it comes in the kitab, that they'll ask the small child now to look into the hole. The small 6-year-old child will look into the hole, and the moment the child would look in the hole, they push the child in the hole. No rahmat, no mercy, they would bury the child like that. So this was the two ways they would kill those children. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling Sahaba, telling all of us, dal banat, that Allah has made haram upon you to do this, that you bury your daughters alive, you kill them. In our time, in our zamana, there's a more modern way. Still, this practice is still continued, but there's a more modern method people are doing it in the name of abortion. That innocent child is killed in the stomach, in the womb of the mother. And then we think that we are progressing. So this also comes under this. Allah Pak has made this haram upon you. The child has got life in the stomach, in the womb of the mother. So that life has to be respected. The next thing Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, وَكَرِهَ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes for you, hearsay. قِيلَ وَقَالَ. You just hear something and then you go and tell everybody else, or you tell the next person. You haven't verified whether the facts are correct. You haven't verified and you're not sure about it. So just hearsay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like this. Another explanation ulama give for قِيلَ وَقَالَ is a person just talks anything. In other words, just randomly he'll speak. he'll talk things that he's not sure of, unfounded statements, or he'll just talk unnecessarily. So this, all this will come under qeel or qaal. This person said this and that person said that, unfounded things. The next thing is وَكَثْرَةَ السُّوَالِ. A person asks a lot of questions. Questions in itself is a good thing, where a person is asking to learn. But sometimes you get a person just asking unnecessary questions. So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Because when a person asks unnecessary questions, two things happen. One is he's wasting his own time. Then he's wasting the person's time who is asking the questions. And then more and more doubts can creep up in his mind. In other words, if things are clear, there's no need to ask unnecessary questions. These are things that are disliked. And the last part of this hadith is وَإِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the wasting of money. This is something that takes place so often in different ways. Look at a person making wuzu, that he washes his hand 3 times, he washes his face 3 times, and now he does more, he makes it the 4th time and the 5th time. This is not regarded as sawab any longer. Why? Because sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 3 times. Any more a person unnecessarily does, now this will come under the category of wastage. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, اِتَّقِ الْمَاءَ وَلُوْ كُنْتَ فِي نَهْرٍ جَارٍ. That beware of wasting water. Beware of wasting water, even if you're making wuzu or you're utilizing the water at a flowing river. You are, by a flowing river, how can you waste water? But in other words, to impress upon a person that even if you're at the flowing river, then too don't waste water. To show us how much a person should be careful. So this comes under the idaat al mal. Person should be careful that he doesn't waste money. He can have a lot, he can have millions. It doesn't mean now because he got millions now he must spend it and just waste it. How it happens in the December holidays, January period, people don't know what to do with their money. They just splash it. Hundreds of thousands get spent on overseas trips, on going here, going there. Whereas that money can be used profitably, helping the poor, helping another. Nobody is saying that the person will get, people don't know. They go generally go to restaurants, go to places, pay thousands of rands for food, and that food afterwards, they eat half of it and half of it is being left. The rest of it is getting thrown in the bin. So all this is under the category of idaat al mal. A person is wasting wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like this. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillah.